We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2010. Simply go to the Promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues, etc. 300. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, etc. The Issues, etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Deaconess Pam Nielsen joins us for the next half hour. She always does every week, and we teach a Sunday school lesson with her. We're in the 1st and 2nd Kings material, in particular the prophet Elijah. There's so much there, but the big stories always get told, prophets of Baal. And then, of course, Elijah's, some people call it a translation, some people call it an ascension, some people say he's simply taken up into heaven. Does this story teach that Elijah didn't die? Deaconess Pam Nielsen is senior editor of Sunday School Youth and Family Materials for Concordia Publishing House. CPH has a Sunday school curriculum called Growing in Christ. Pam, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be back.
Does this story of Elijah, I mean, the basic outline is it's actually a rather complicated story, but the basic outline comes down to Elijah is taken up, accompanied by chariots of fire and a whirlwind. He's taken up into heaven bodily. Does this mean Elijah didn't die?
I think that's exactly what it means. He was alive there with Elisha, and this whirlwind came along and scooped him up. It didn't slay him. It scooped him up and carried him into heaven. And I think that's, for us, another visible sign and assurance that God wants us alive in heaven with him someday. We get an even more powerful message of that, of course, with the resurrection of Christ on Easter morning. And this is sort of a connected message here. But absolutely, he didn't die. He was scooped up and taken into heaven alive and is there with our Lord right now as we speak.
There are unmistakable parallels between Elijah's assumption into heaven and Christ's own ascension into heaven. The one that strikes me, besides the fact that they both bodily ascend into heaven, is that both of them, their ascension is intimately connected with a giving of the Holy Spirit. Talk about that in the Elijah story.
Sure. In the Elijah story, his companion, his seminary student, really, Elisha, who's been with him now for 7 or 8 years as they've gone about the land, as Elijah has been the prophet speaking the word of the Lord, and he passes the mantle to him, and Elisha knows this is going to be his, and at the end, and in this story, Elisha understands that Elijah will be leaving this earth, and he asks for a double portion of his grace, asks for a double portion of his spirit, and Elijah says, you know, this is a difficult thing for you to ask, for me to hear from you, and that because he understood that this was from God, and that grace, that spirit is from God the Father. And he tells him, if God grants that you see me taken from this earth, then you know that you will receive this. And if you don't see it, then you'll know the answer is no. And of course, Elisha witnesses this whole incredible thing, this chariots of fire scooping up his teacher, his prophet, and then Elijah's cloak, really his stole in what we would call the stole around our pastor, what signified him as prophet, dropped to the ground, and Elisha picks that up, tears his clothes, puts on that, and then is able, with his teacher's cloak, to perform a miracle. And that makes a visible sign. Yes, the mantle has been passed. God's Spirit is with this new prophet, this son of the prophet, who will carry on the work of the Lord now that Elijah has been whisked away to heaven.
Tell us the whole story, because it's a little bit of a travel log to begin with. And everywhere the two prophets go before Elijah is taken, they're running into other prophets who come out of various places prophesying, and they're usually saying to Elisha, your master's going to leave you today, kind of a thing. What's yeah. the story in full?
That's right. You've got, first of all, a little context here. You've got these sons of prophets, and you hear that reference in this story here in 2 Kings. These are men who've been gathered into schools, we might say like a seminary, in various places, Ramah, Bethel, Gilgal, Gibeah, Jericho. And it almost appears that Elijah is maybe making a farewell tour of sorts to visit some of these places because he goes to some of the different cities. And at each place, he's with Elisha, and they come out, or the sons of prophets come out, and they say, do you realize that he's going to be taken to Elisha? And he says, yes, be quiet. And this happens three times and in three places. And at the last place, and each time, let me back up a little, Elijah says, you know, I want to go with you. Elijah tells him, stay here. I'm going to go ahead, almost as if he knows what's happening and doesn't want his student to have to see his departure. But each time the student, Elijah, says, no, I'm going to go with you. And the third time, they go to the Jordan, and that's significant in this story, too, and we can talk about that in a little bit. But they go to the Jordan, as do 50 other seminarians, sons of prophets. And there, they stay back a bit, but can see what happens. Elisha goes with his teacher to the Jordan with the cloak. The teacher parts the Jordan. They cross it. And then the chariots of fire take Elijah away, and the cloak is passed down to Elisha, which he then rolls up and strikes the Jordan like Moses struck the Jordan with his staff. It parts for him to cross back over. And this is in view of these 50 prophets' sons. So all see and understand Elijah has been taken up to heaven, but the mantle of his work and the Lord's blessing on his work is being passed now to Elisha to carry on. And that's really the story, an amazing story. And one of these where you can get caught up, especially the kids, in the wow of everything that's happening, a river parting, chariots and fires sweeping a man away. But there's so much theology here, so much that matters for us today.
On that river parting thing, even the cursory student of Scripture is going to remember the parting of the Red Sea. You alluded to this. And then also when the children of Israel enter the Promised Land after 40 years in the wilderness, after that first Exodus, they enter the Promised Land, and yeah. the river is likewise parted for their entrance on dry ground. Why does it happen here again for both Elijah and Elisha?
Well, I think, you know, if you're a student of Scripture, you see that the Jordan is a significant place. And this parting of the waters, you have foretastes, foreshadows of what will come when the final prophet, the last Elijah, as he's referred to in the New Testament, St. John, who is the one who points to the Lamb of God, the one who points out the Christ, the Messiah, to the people in the New Testament, at the Jordan, and at the Jordan, that passing from the prophet now decreases, and it becomes the Son of God who comes to the forefront. So you have this long train, as we've talked about so many weeks, this salvation story unraveling, unfolding for us, and culminating in Christ, the last prophet, John the Baptist, at the Jordan, as was Elijah passing on to Elisha, as Moses to Aaron, all of these things pointing to Christ, the final one, the complete prophet, priest, king, savior, Lord of all, who brings it all together for us forever.
Is there also at least a sidelong reference to baptism here all of this crossing the rivers?
Yes, I think we have to make that. We see that connection. We got to make it for the children. These are water deliverance stories, water salvation stories, and in this text we see how God uses water, a visible sign, to show His power, to show His will for the people, for Elijah, and for us. Water is the visible sign attached to God's word that gives us the blessings of Christ in His death and resurrection, that gives us eternal life, forgiveness of sins. So this is all connected, and it's all by design, and it's why we bother to teach these Old Testament stories, and we don't teach them to be moral stories. You know, Elijah was such a good man that God just scooped him up and took him to heaven, and boys and girls, if you're good children, maybe God will do that too. We don't teach like that. That's not the point. The point is this, that it all points to Christ and what He does for us, and these were tastes for taste, but not the whole meal. That comes with Christ on the cross, and through baptism we receive it.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen is our guest. When we come back, 10 more minutes with her, teaching a Sunday school lesson on this Tuesday afternoon, October the 13th. Today, Elijah is taken into heaven. Deaconess Pam Nielsen is senior editor of Sunday School Youth and Family Materials for Concordia Publishing House. CPH has a Sunday school curriculum called Growing in Christ. It forms the basis of our ongoing conversations with Deaconess Pam Nielsen. You can find out more about Growing in Christ. Just give Concordia Publishing House a call toll-free, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask about this Christ-centered, cross-focused Sunday school curriculum called Growing in Christ. 10 more minutes with Pam, and then in the second hour, Greg Smith of the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life and Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute will join us to talk about a new survey from the Pew Forum on what Americans think about same-sex civil unions. We'll be right back. We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2010. Simply go to the Promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. 300.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Messiah Lutheran, Seattle, Washington. Grace Lutheran, McPherson, Kansas. St. Paul's Lutheran, Bridgeport, Nebraska. Our Savior Lutheran, Raleigh, North Carolina. St. Paul Lutheran, Hancock, Maryland. Messiah Lutheran, Keller, Texas. St. John's Lutheran, Maple Grove, Minnesota, Grace Lutheran, Parker, Colorado, and Our Redeemer Lutheran, Harrington, Kansas. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Promote. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. Journal. issuesetc.org, click Promote. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back. This is Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Deaconess Pam Nielsen is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson, Elijah is Taken into Heaven. Hey, Pam, before we go on, we are just two fans short of 3,000 on our Issues Etc. Facebook fan page. I'm thinking about you and your husband, Jeff, I believe it is. If I don't know if you're signed up as a fan there, but if the two of you sign up, you put us over the 3,000 mark.
Well, I think I'm signed up. Not sure about Jeff, and I've got three kids on Facebook, and I think we can probably add a couple more folks to put you over the top, and hopefully all of our Facebook friends will follow suit and, you know, grow that number even more. That's really exciting that you've got that many fans out there.
Well, we're excited about it. We really are, and that's what the Facebook fan page exists for, the fans of Issues, etc. What they get there is a chance to interact with other fans like Deaconess Pam Nielsen. They get a few pictures from in the studio. They get a little preview, mostly on a daily basis, of things that we think are important that are coming up on the program. Of course, all of it's important, but we like to highlight a few things in advance for our fans at our Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Become a fan of Issues Etc. on Facebook. So we have the story of Elijah going physically into heaven. I know that this question may come up, perhaps not with the younger kids, but certainly with those kids who have a little broader knowledge of both Old and New Testament, and that is Elijah's later appearance with Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration. What kind of connection do you suggest a good Sunday school teacher make there?
Well, that's another great lesson all in its own, and an important one, because you have not just Christ and Elijah, but Moses is there too. And if we take a moment to remember Moses, he left this world in not the usual way. He did die, the scripture says, but God buried him. No human buried him. No human saw that or witnessed it. And so here you have Moses who died, buried by God, Elijah, who was taken up into heaven. Now, fast forward to the transfiguration where the Son of God is, and God wanting to make clear to the people that this man, this Jesus, is his son, and you have these two Old Testament characters that the people would know. Moses, who represents all of the law, and Elijah, who represents the prophets. And they're there on either side with Jesus. He is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. He fulfilled the law because we couldn't, and he is the one about whom the prophets preached. So this was a huge neon billboard with fireworks and you name it. In our terminology today, this was big stuff back then. We couldn't imagine it even if it happened today with all our visuals that we have in our technology-driven world. This was huge, and it was a big message intentional by God to the people. This Jesus, he's my son. He's the one that's been preached about. He's the one who's going to do it all for you so that you might live forever in heaven, be taken up like him, new lives, new bodies, forever with him.
So we really miss the point of the whole Elijah's assumption into heaven story if we fail to see that it is there as a signpost for the greater prophet, the true giver of the Spirit, the God whom Elijah and Elisha themselves would proclaim, Jesus Christ in the flesh, crucified and risen for us.
Absolutely. That is the message of this. It has to be. And it really is the message of all of the Old Testament, all of these great things, the theophanies, where you have these appearances of God in burning bushes or chariots of fire or all the many places, clouds in the sky. And you have stories that in themselves are incredible, but pale in comparison to the story that they point to the ultimate Savior, Redeemer, Prophet, Priest, King, Christ, the Son of God. And we really, that is that thread. We've just got to, every week in Sunday school, connect those dots and pull that thread through in the minds of our children so that they don't see these as just moments in time, cool, neat stories about God. Maybe they're real, maybe they aren't. No, absolutely they are real. They did happen, and they happened that you may believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and trust him only for salvation.
You mentioned this before, Pam, that sometimes this is taught as, and it's sad to say that this is often also an explanation given for the death of our dearly beloved fellow Christians. Well, Elijah or so-and-so was such a good person, God just couldn't stand to be without him, and that's why God took Elijah to heaven, and that's why God took Grandma to heaven, or any of those kinds of things. Correct that, if you will, not only in the case of Elijah, but also in the case wherever that explanation is offered for anyone else.
Sure. Absolutely, our Lord, our Heavenly Father, wants his children in heaven with him forever. That's why he sent his son. But the fact that Elijah went to heaven, or Moses, or Elisha, David, any of them, you and I, Grandma, Grandpa, is not because of anything we've done or they've done, because we all carry the sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve, and that sin brings death. Why we'll be in heaven, why we'll enjoy eternal life with him, is because Christ came, the true final prophet, who died on the cross, paid the price of our sins. And he came precisely because, yes, God wants you in heaven. He wants to spend eternity with you. But he knows that you will blow it, and I will blow it. And so he took care of that all the way back in the garden, and made sure that there was a way that his children would be with him forever in heaven. And that's the story, and that's what we got to teach. It's not about being good boys and girls. But knowing and learning and by the power of the Holy Spirit, believing in Christ as your Savior, believing in the love of God for you, that causes a change in a person, a change wrought by the Spirit through baptism, through the Word, and perhaps we're then able to do some good things by the power of the Spirit. Maybe we are good boys and girls sometimes, but as Luther says, we daily sin much. So those things are separate from our salvation, in that our salvation all comes because of Christ.
Pam, next week, what will we be discussing?
Next week, we move on, and we have that wonderful story of Elisha with Naaman, the leper. And here's an Old Testament leper story, and another one that connects us to baptism.
We base our conversations with you every week on the curriculum Growing in Christ from Concordia Publishing House. What makes this Sunday school curriculum different from all others?
Oh, wonderful question, Pastor Wilkin. I think the central difference is what we talk about every week, that in every lesson, at every level in growing in Christ, we point out through the materials salvation in Christ Jesus, salvation from sins, death, and the devil, forgiveness of sins, life forever in Christ, so that stories aren't taught as great miracles or moral stories or moments in time, hero stories. They're taught always with Christ in full view, Christ as our Savior from sin, death, and the devil. And that makes all the difference, because that's what matters for eternity, not how wowed the children are this week with the coolness of the story and the miracle that's presented. It's all about Christ, and that's why we call it Growing in Christ.
Folks, you can find out more about Growing in Christ. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click on Demand. You'll find a link there to Growing in Christ. You can also call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Deaconess Pam Nielsen is Senior Editor of Sunday School Youth and Family Materials for Concordia Publishing House, their Sunday School curriculum, Growing in Christ. Pam, thanks for being our guest. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a great week.
In hour two of Issues Etc. straight ahead, Greg Smith is going to join us from the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. They have a new survey out on what Americans think about same-sex civil unions. As you might expect, they're far less concerned, Americans are generally, about these unions, if you call them civil unions, as opposed to same-sex marriage. We'll get the details with Greg Smith and some reaction from Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse of the Ruth Institute on the other side of the break. Ken Samples will join us later in the second hour to talk about conspiracy theories. How do they come about? What are the big ones? How do we sort conspiracy theory from fact? Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. The true comfort of what Elijah would point us to, what Elijah's assumption into heaven points us to, is the greater one, the greater prophet, the greater giver of the Spirit, the greater proclaimer of the word, the one who in fact did do all things well and was claimed by God, not only his only son, but his only son in whom he is well pleased. And if God is pleased with Christ, then that means because Christ has died for you and given his life for you, that God is pleased with you too, only because of Jesus. Hour two of Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, October the 13th, right after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.